Evidence is mounting that the killers in San Bernardino, California, had become homegrown Islamist radicals, but it is not clear they had links to anyone else. Those major points emerged today in what is now a full-blown federal case.
We are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism.
After days of questions, a partial answer, but few details. The FBI's David Bowditch says there's still much they don't know about the carnage at a social services center. The killers, Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, tried to cover their tracks.
They attempted to destroy their digital fingerprints. For example, we found two cell phones in a nearby trash can. Those cell phones were actually crushed. We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
It also turns out that Malik took to Facebook as the attacks began, and under an alias, she pledged allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of the Islamic State group. Moreover, a news agency linked to ISIS claimed the couple as supporters. But in Washington, FBI Director James Comey disputed that notion.
So far, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group or form part of a cell. There's no indication that they are part of a network.
Meanwhile, more information has emerged about Malik's background. Pakistani intelligence officials say she moved from Pakistan as a child with her family to Saudi Arabia. She met Farouk there in 2014, and they were married later. Farouk and Malik died hours after the attack in a shootout with police. Today, a media frenzy engulfed their apartment after the landlord let reporters inside.